No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. From the first legal distillery in Texas, Tito's is 6 times distilled till it's just right. And naturally gluten-free, making it a high-quality spirit that mixes with just about anything. From the smoothest martinis to the best Bloody Marys. Tito's is known for giving back, teaming up with nonprofits to serve its communities and do good for dogs. Make your next cocktail with Tito's. Distilled and bottled by 5th Generation Inc., Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly.
W-T-L.
It's time!
W-T-L.
I think we got a show.
Oh yeah, we got a show.
W-T-L.
And welcome back, everybody, to W-T-L. Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron.
Oh, the Parlay Pounder.
You got it. We're back.
Hey, hashtag keep pounding, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, you're kind of on a heater here. Last couple of weeks, been treating you pretty well.
You got to keep with it. You got to keep going, keep pounding. Yep. And just a little nudge here.
Okay.
The Panthers are playing your Bears this week, and we are going to have it as part of the show. So pretty much host versus Jabron week in the NFL.
It is, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun with that because obviously it's the game everyone
knows. It's a huge matchup,
yeah,
obviously.
Everyone's talking about it. Yeah,
playoff implications, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Who will the starters be?
Right. Who wants to
benched?
Play? Who's going to play? Business decisions.
Yeah. Who's getting cut? Who's not getting cut? Yeah.
Who gets to stay on the
Who's
roster?
Available?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of fun side bets on that.
Yeah, so, for sure.
But we have to start Thursday night football on Prime Video. Kickoff is at 7:15.
Yeah.
I thought it was usually at 7:20. No,
7:15
this weekend. We have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are riding pretty high right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Regardless of what Tom Brady has to say about their starting quarterback on live television.
Well, he's not Tom Brady. We know that.
I'm not about having fun. I'm about winning and then winning and then I win.
That is true. He did do that.
He did a lot of that. But then Baker looked pretty. It was like he heard him. He was like, all right, well,
okay,
let me pour in
here
about
you go.
More touchdowns here.
Yeah.
Head on up to Atlanta, where have the Falcons got right? Kirk Cousins, is he finally settling? And they are 2-2. They're only 1-2 at home, though. And now they're set to host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are 3-1. In pretty impressive play. We love to do the Husker shout out, right?
Yeah.
Lavonte David getting
the
it done with the strip sack. And then Ashland. Young man out of Ashland, Nebraska. Ben Stilley gets the recovery.
For sure.
The fumble recovery. So there we
back
go.
Back-to-back Skurs, black shirts. Really cool. Andy, I really like to see the Buccaneers bounce back in a big way after they lost to the Denver Broncos 2 weeks ago and jump on the Eagles early 14-0 and then, you know, kind of never look back, won that game 33-16.
Impressive.
Like you said, Baker kind of heard that, had a huge game, 347 with 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, Andy. I'm not as big on the Falcons as I am the Buccaneers right now, which is why I feel like this is a good position to take an underdog coming in on the road here. Yeah. I love the Tampa Bay Buccaneers money line here at a +105.
Yeah, you know, this line opened up at a -2.5. Atlanta favored by 2.5 points. That had got bet down fairly quickly to 1.5. That's where it's at right now on a lot of books.
Yeah.
This is a spot where I wouldn't throw too much shade at you if you were to pick the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I really like what I saw last week.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, I didn't like what I saw the week before where Denver just demolished them. Bo Nix, who everyone's just trashing right now.
Well, he still can't score a lot of points, Andy, but that defense in Denver is the real deal, obviously. And they keep those scores down low, obviously just beating the Jets 9-10 or whatever it was. But just the big thing that I have in this game, Andy, Kirk Cousins has been far too inconsistent for me.
He has.
And I still think he's still on that struggle bus where I think Baker Mayfield playing with confidence again, I think he's going to have a huge game here. That's why I love a prop, Andy, of tonight's football game.
Let's hear it.
Is over 1.5 touchdowns for Baker Mayfield. Is still at plus money, plus 105 still. He's going to have two touchdown passes against that soft Falcons secondary. Chris Godwin, Mike Evans made a huge appearance last week with 98 yards and a touchdown. I think it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, 8 touchdowns and only 2 interceptions. Baker Mayfield is kind of leaving that old moniker behind where he doesn't take care of the ball.
For sure.
He understands that, look, I'm not the most athletic guy, and if I want to stay in the league, I got to do the small things, the little things.
For sure.
Kirk Cousins has made a career out of doing that, but that is not the case thus far this year.
Yeah.
4 touchdowns to 4 interceptions. So, yeah, if you're going to take an underdog, this is the spot. With all that being said,
do it.
I like Atlanta at home.
No way. Buccaneers, money line, 105, take it.
They are 2-1 in the last 3 games. Early in the season, that loss is a 22-17 loss to Kansas City, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The NFL's rigged for Kansas City,
so I can
throw that one out the window.
So
right?
We just have to wait till the last game that we talk about to get a winner. Yeah.
There we go. So, yeah, I like the 1.5 for the home favorite.
Okay, but take that Baker prop. Over 1.5 touchdowns, +105 still. That's going
to
smack.
Could not argue that one. Love
Let's
Baker.
Go.
All right, now we're moving on to an 8:30 kickoff on Sunday, NFL Network. The Minnesota Vikings are 4-0, leading the NFC North, and they are playing host to the New York Jets, who are coming off a disaster offensively.
Big disaster.
Whoa, lost to the Broncos, 10-9. Let's see here. This line opened up at 2.5. It has stayed at 2.5 as Minnesota, your favorite. Am I missing something here? No one's given Minnesota respect. They haven't yet. Usually the book catches up to them.
Yeah. Still hasn't.
Minnesota, right?
It's Minnesota
to cover.
I think that's far and behold what everybody should be thinking right now.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is in, is it London? Is that where it's at? Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Yes.
That's why it's so early in the morning and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
But
8:30 in the morning.
We're coming off of a terrible loss by the Jets. They have to fly across the pond to play the 4-0 Minnesota Vikings. I don't think this is a trap game yet for the Minnesota Vikings. I still think they're kind of riding that high with Sam Darnold, Justin Jefferson kind of connection there. And I really think Aaron Rodgers looks slow, old, all that kind of stuff, and frustrated with this team. So I don't feel like they're going to, you know, make a flip of the switch in a week against a very good defensive team like the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings kind of did let the wheels come off a little bit, letting the Packers come in back into that game last weekend.
But
that
NFL
is a talented team there with the Packers. I think a lot more talented than this Jets team on offense.
Rodgers' body language is so poor, and I hate to go to that part of it, but I mean, when he should be celebrating and having fun, he's not. In fact, he looks angry at his coach, at his teammates.
Everything.
You know, it's pretty
wild.
It
just seems like whenever Aaron Rodgers loses, he doesn't think that it's his fault. And
well, that's what he said on McAfee.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, when you have that platform to do so, I'm just saying, from the last few years in Green Bay, I really got a distaste for him doing that, kind of throwing everybody else under the bus, and it kind of seems like it's happening here in New York with these young players. So another thing I want to kind of point out in this game, Andy, these international games can be kind of tricky due to, you know, crappy fields, in the travel.
They're playing on soccer fields.
Yeah,
football.
I don't really like this over very
40
much.
And a half.
40 and a half. I think these kind of seem to go under when they're down there.
Yes.
So I would go on caution if you think these two offenses with Justin Jefferson, Aaron Rodgers, and Sam Darnold is going to just kick it out of the stadium. I don't believe that. I would side with the under on this game.
Hey, see, we fully agree on this one. We like Minnesota on the cover. Sammy Darnold can get it done, and
like
the under. And that's just kind of a blanket bet too.
Yeah.
Just stick with it. Take the teams that have to do the traveling play. In Mexico, playing across the pond in Europe, the under is what's been hitting consistently since the NFL started this thing.
Yeah, exactly, Andy. And it's just hard to argue with the Minnesota Vikings. Top five scoring defense, top five scoring offense.
Right.
They have both things going well for them right now. Yep. It's an international game.
Yep.
Jets coming off a bad, bad, bad loss.
They scored 9 points.
Give me the Vikings.
But at least they have a field goal kicker, I guess.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a burn. All right, let's get to the game that everyone's been waiting
game
for
of the
here.
Week.
In Chicago, Fox, high noon kickoff.
Yeah.
I mean, so you got your 8:30 kickoff with the Jets-Vikings.
Yeah.
And then you got your high noon kickoff on Fox. Carolina Panthers are sitting at 1-3 right now. The Red Rocket.
Ooh,
Dalton is back in
Dalt
the game.
Him. Dalt him.
Dalt him. Oh, boy. Wow.
Yeah.
You're into these hashtags with the Carolina Panthers.
Let's go.
I didn't know they existed. But.
Yeah.
Okay, so Chicago Bears are 2-2, and Caleb Williams has only thrown one more interception than touchdowns right now.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Pretty dang good.
You know, I couldn't even get on board with all of our pregame talk and our fantasy talk. I'm like, blah, blah, blah. No.
Yeah.
No. Okay, this line opened up as Chicago, a 5.5-point favorite at home. Okay, that makes sense. No. It's been bet down to a square 4 consensus amongst many books. What are you thinking?
Well, Andy, the thing with the Chicago Bears, I really can't tell if they're a good team or not, just because
not.
I think Caleb Williams, I still think he's going to get better. I still think he is getting better week to week.
Okay.
But I still can't figure out what kind of quarterback he is, what they're really trying to do with him.
Run around and sling it, whatever.
Exactly.
Avoid injury best you can. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess. But they posted 264 total yards, only 133 passing, but had zero turnovers, like you said, but also went just 3 of 9 on third down and somehow beat the Rams.
Yeah.
I thought that was a lock of the week with the Los Angeles Rams last week.
Bear down.
The defense obviously came through for him with a couple takeaways and generally, a decent performance throughout the entire game. As for the other side, Andy, this could be kind of a Caleb Williams coming out party. Carolina, they gave up 373 yards last week, 232 through the yards, 6 yards per play, 24 first downs, 7 of 13 on third down conversions.
Your defense has really been dismantled.
They just took all of our best players from both sides of the ball and just said, who wants to pay for these guys? And that's what happened. The Panthers weren't terrible offensively. The 2 weeks with Andy Dalton have been the best 2 weeks of Carolina Panthers football in a long time, but it wasn't enough to keep pace with the Bengals. I like this weekend's matchup fairly close, but I think Chicago will ultimately power out the cover.
I really think the Bears got it. I mean, the Bears have, they've won a couple games here, but all their games have been close.
Mm-hmm.
Houston, 19-13 loss. Indianapolis, 21-16 loss. Both of those games are on the road. Then you just mentioned last week, getting the win at home somehow. I mean, that's kind of the old buck ball with the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Chicago kind of made that a thing back in the 80s.
No doubt.
And when Chicago's been at their best, that's how they win, with defense and, I don't know, I guess they have a quarterback, maybe, kind of.
Yeah, kind of. Doesn't seem like he's going to turn the ball over, and that's what I feel like is the only way that they'll lose this game, if he does turn the ball over against a very shady Carolina Panthers defense. I think just playing at home for Chicago, I think they get the cover. I think they win by a touchdown at least.
Okay.
And, give me the Bears.
I will bet the Bears if I can get this thing bet down to
three.
I can't get on this 4-pointer right now. Even it's just the brand of football that both teams are playing right now. Oh, which brings me to that total at 41.5. You got the over at a +170 money line.
Yeah, Andy, I think the under is definitely the play here. I don't think Chicago's going to score over 21 points, and I definitely don't think Carolina's going to do that. So I would definitely side with the under.
Yeah, I like the under. I mean, Swift, the Chicago Bears running back, has had a couple really good games back-to-back. bringing him up to 160 yards on the season.
Exactly.
Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, it looks like Roschon might carve out a little bit of a, you know, starting back, you know, split with DeAndre Swift. It just doesn't seem like any of these starting positions for either team is solid. So, yeah, give me the under.
All right, I think we both agree on the under, and you like Chicago. I like Chicago. But right now, give me the Panthers if I had a lean.
Okay.
All righty, let's take a minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Nebraska Brewing Company. And we still got a six-pack left of the Ale Storm, the official beer.
Of the champion.
Of the champions out of our league here, going to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Record-breaking season, too, as far as wins go. So congratulations to the Omaha Storm Chasers and that AAA baseball club. Maybe the Royals will have another
good
team.
Another championship. Two in a year.
That's what happened last time.
That happens.
Nebraska Brewing Company, world class in every glass. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL. And welcome back, everybody, to WTL. Where's the line? Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron,
the Parlay Pounder.
You got it.
We talked a little NFL there. Yeah. You always got to start that off with that Thursday night football.
For sure.
And, of course, kind of fun jumping over the pond there, making a couple teams.
The London Bridge.
Help our international relations through the beautiful sport of NFL football.
Let's send Aaron Rodgers over there for good.
Yeah, everyone loves Aaron Rodgers. He's just so, you know, attractive.
Likeable.
Yeah, he's like a magnet, you know. So, anyhow, we're going to get into some Friday night college football. A couple, you know, low key.
Cool game.
Yeah, cool games here.
I like this one for sure.
Let's start with the game out in Oregon.
Yeah.
Eugene, Oregon. Michigan State Spartans are heading out there after getting spanked by Ohio State. Now they got to play the sixth-ranked Oregon Ducks, who are 4-0, 1-0 in the Big Ten. You know, because that makes sense. Oregon's in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Right now, that point spread, oh boy, it has actually been bet down to 23.5. Oregon is your favorite.
Andy, I really kind of like the Spartans right here, Andy.
You do?
I really do. I mean, I've seen them win as, you know, double-digit, you know, large spread underdogs before or whatever. I'm not talking about winning this game. I'm thinking about a cover.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you're looking at Michigan State to win this game, it's a hope and a prayer at a, you know, plus 1,200 money line. Mm-hmm. But you know, the Spartans kept it close for a significant portion versus Ohio State last week.
They did.
And I think a lot of people just overbrushed that with that final score, just looking at that final score and saying, hey, you know, Ohio State took care of business, which they did.
Yes.
And they would have at least covered the spread if they had not been more fortunate and careful with the football in the first half. I don't like saying Ohio State got some favorable calls, but
they did.
I call a spade a spade.
Yeah, they did.
You know, in short, Oregon should be kind of on upset alert against a talented, you know, Spartans team in a look-ahead spot with the date with the Buckeyes up next on the schedule. Oregon could be looking at Ohio State next on the schedule and saying, oh, this is the big time. This is a big time matchup.
Are you stuck in the past when there was the Idaho and the Boise State game where everyone expected Oregon to just be flying high? And they underwhelmed, but they still won those games.
Yeah, for sure.
By 10 and 3 points over Boise State. But the Oregon State game blew them out.
They did.
UCLA, that's basically a blowout to me, 34-13.
It is.
To me, it feels like Oregon has found their groove.
Yeah.
And here they get a name brand Friday night national audience at home, and they're still making their Big Ten statement. I like Oregon here. I think Oregon's going to blow their doors off. I'm just not sold on Michigan State lost to Boston College.
Yeah, they did.
Okay, but they did beat, who'd they beat, 40-0 here? PV, what is that?
PV.
So, like, I can't sign off on Michigan State, and I think Oregon is looking to make that statement.
Yeah.
It's going to be close. You hate betting these type of overs.
Yeah, no.
This is a lean, but if I had to do it, 3 scores and a field goal, 4 scores, it sounds crazy.
It does sound crazy to me. I just think Michigan State doesn't have to be perfect on Friday night to, you know, to
cover
this. It needs to play strong defense, which it's capable of doing, okay, and avoid careless mistakes on offense, which it's been a hard for them, yeah, especially against Ohio State. I think take the points if you must, but I think it's going to be a lot closer than people think, and I think that Oregon should be on upset alert because they got up for Oregon State, obviously. Yeah. That's a big rivalry game that they have to get up against. And then UCLA, I think they're one of the worst teams in the Big Ten, and they are going to get their doors blown off. I think Oregon might be riding a little high in saying Big Ten isn't anything and looking ahead to Ohio State. Give me Michigan State. Give me the points. I love the points. That's too many points.
It probably is too many points. And yeah, too many turnovers for Michigan State. But we've seen this too.
Yeah.
It hits close to home. When a team's turnover prone, penalty prone, it doesn't just stop.
It doesn't stop. And you're right.
This is a tough place for it to stop. So I might revisit that before I before I head over
to
War
Horse. I talked to you a little on the edge there.
What about the total? So you with that defense, you're thinking under?
Yeah, for sure under.
52.5.
If Michigan State has any chance of covering this point total, it has to go under.
All right. So we're going under. I can buy into the under.
Yeah.
But as of right now, I kind of like Oregon, even though it's a ridiculous number. But it's been bet down.
Yeah.
And it'll probably continue to get bet down.
I think so, too. I think it'll get closer to 3 touchdowns by the time it kicks off.
All right. Do we got another Friday night game?
We do.
On FS1, 8 o'clock kickoff. That is the Syracuse Orangemen.
Yeah.
Taking off the newly ranked UNLV Rebels. Oh, they've been in the news lately.
They have been. I can't believe that UNLV has became the benchmark or the, you know, magnifying glass of the NIL. You know, you would think it'd be Georgia, Alabama, you know, even Nebraska, some, you know, a national, you know, blue blood with, you know, huge people.
Aren't they
people.
The spotlight for the wrong reason?
They are.
They offered all these deals and all these money. Then these donors like, oh, well,
you didn't really want $300,000 or $100,000, did you?
You idiot. You're a 4-star. Why did you come here?
Exactly.
You moron. So that's the story. Their starting quarterback last week said, hey, my requirements, what I was promised to be paid,
hasn't been fulfilled.
So he entered into his red shirt. The backup quarterback came in and played very, very well against Fresno, to the tune of 59-14 against Fresno State.
Yeah.
I don't know how good Fresno State is. But UNLV, give them all the credit in the world. They are ranked. They are 4-0, and now they're playing host to Syracuse, who has surprised many as well.
Yeah.
They are 3-1. That is why this is a 4.5 line favoring the Rebels.
Yeah, Andy, this was all the way up at 7 points.
I think I'm looking at it's 6.5 now on a lot of books.
A lot of people were, you know, on Syracuse when it was at 7 points. Mm-hmm. And I still think I might be on them just to win this game outright.
Wow.
Losing your starting quarterback, who's also your best player on your team, never going to be a good thing. UNLV got away with it against Fresno State. The team was able to rally against a weaker squad and put up a big number.
Yep.
Fresno's best win this season was defeating 0-4 New Mexico on the road.
Yep.
This was not an impressive victory for UNLV. The 59 points UNLV scored is a bit of a smoke and mirrors as well. 28 of those were scored in the fourth when Fresno had already given up.
Yep.
The UNLV has trying to prove a point when they don't need Suka.
Yeah, they rally the troops.
Exactly.
Yep, yep.
Syracuse may not sound like a powerhouse, but their passing numbers behind Kyle McCord are off the charts. McCord has thrown for at least 339 yards every single game. He is not just running up the numbers on bad teams. He threw for 381 yards, 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions against Georgia Tech, Andy. Syracuse has some good ground to make up with after losing to Stanford, but I think this is a huge opportunity for him, and I think UNLV will unravel this week. Give me the points. Give me Syracuse.
Hey, there we go. I like the Orangemen as well. Glad you mentioned Kyle McCord. Already has 14 touchdown passes on the season.
Stack them up, boy.
Other side, Solka, you know, the guy that left UNLV.
Yeah.
He wasn't only their leading passer. He was their leading rusher.
He's their leading everything.
Yeah.
And I get that they need to, you know, go on and, you know, and play, and somebody needs to fill a slot and all that kind of stuff. And I'm glad that they got that little bit of juice the game after against Fresno State. But I think it ends here. Some problems are going to happen, and they are not going to be ranked going into week 6.
Crazy total, 58.5. UNLV scores a lot of points. I see 49, 72 points posted on one game, 59 on the other. That's just their side.
Yeah,
And Syracuse has a pretty good offense, put up 42 last week. I just think when I see something like 58.5, like, get out of here.
Love this under. I love this under, Andy. UNLV, like I said, posted a lot of points in the fourth quarter of last game after Fresno State had already given up. Yep. It's not going to happen again. Yep. They are going to be the team that gives up, not going to be scoring points. I believe the under is a very secure bet in this spot on Friday.
See, we totally agree on this.
Let's go.
All right, we got a couple minutes here. Let's dive right into an SEC.
Let's go.
Matchup, this is Saturday morning, 11 a.m. on ABC or ESPN Plus, depending on the app you buy and how you consume your college football. But the ninth-ranked Missouri Tigers,
crazy,
4-0, heading on down to Aggieville to take on the Texas A&M Aggies, who are now ranked once again 25th in the nation, coming off their win over the Razorbacks. I guess if you beat an unranked team and you're in the SEC, you get to be ranked, whatever.
That's true. I love it.
This is kind of wild, but UNLV was ranked 25th, so who's lying to me here? How can they both be ranked 25th?
Well, somebody's lying.
This line opened up as Texas A&M at a 2-point favorite. Now it's been bet up. People are liking the Aggies at home. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Jabron, how do you measure it up?
Yeah, Andy, I'm going to go with Missouri. The Tigers had some troubling dispatching against Vanderbilt in their last outing, but eventually they got up to 442 yards, 226 passing, and 22 first downs in an overtime win. Defensively is the portion for the Tigers. They gave up 324 yards in 15 first downs, but had zero takeaways. So, as for Texas A&M, last weekend they mustered up 297 yards on offense, but only went 4-for-13 on third down versus Arkansas. But it was good enough for a win. That is why you're seeing them as a ranked team. Yeah. I think Missouri Tigers are a lot better team than people are. I mean, they're all the way up to ninth, obviously.
Yeah,
but I still think people are looking at them kind of as a little brother in the SEC.
Sure. Even though they won their division once.
Exactly. I still think that people are kind of sleeping on them. And I think a good win here on the road against Texas A&M will kind of put everybody on watch. And I believe Missouri has the ability to cover here.
I believe so, too. I don't even think you're crazy picking them outright.
Yeah,
I really don't.
I think they will win.
I think they have a better quarterback. I think I really like their receivers.
Yeah.
A&M, they're just – everything looks so good on paper. And being a Nebraska fan, I get it. You know, all these recruits and this and that. Well, how do they look 3 years later?
Exactly.
That's where Missouri is realizing it right now with Cook, their quarterback. Noel, their running back, already has over 450 yards on the season.
For sure.
Yeah, I just think the Missouri Tigers – are game ready, more talented at these key positions.
No doubt.
Going on the road, top 10 team. You're only giving them 2.5 points
here.
Yeah,
1.5 some places. It's going to be a pick 'em by the time kickoff goes, Andy. I really do believe that. And I do believe, like we said earlier in this segment, I believe Texas A&M is kind of a faker.
Yeah.
I believe they are.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I believe the SEC is kind of trying to prop them up, 12-man, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
This will be the week that they get exposed big time in the SEC.
I'm in total agreement. You heard the horn. That means we're up against it. But real quick, that total's at 48.5. I think that's right on the nose.
Yeah.
Because I think this is going to be like a 21, 24, 24, 27 type of a game.
Yeah, I believe that this over is a good bet, Andy. I just believe that Missouri might be pushing 30 in this game. And I believe that Texas A&M is going to get their 3.5 touchdowns, something like that. So I do believe Missouri wins this game outright. And I do believe the over hits.
All right. You're looking for that 27-24 then.
There we go.
Okay, take the over, folks. You heard it right there from the Parlay Pounder.
Yeah.
Well, you heard the horn. That means we're up against it, but let's take a minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Stock and Rod Company, an outdoor lifestyle brand for those seeking adventure. Whether it's hunting, fishing, hiking, they got you covered. Visit stockandrod.com to get your wild game on. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL.
Nebraska Public Media Sports brings you live all-day coverage of the NSAA High School Football Championships on Monday, November 24th and Tuesday, November 25th. Watch all day, both days on Nebraska Public Media or live stream every game on Nebraska Public Media's YouTube channel.
This episode is brought to you by Peloton. Break through the busiest time of year with the brand new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus. Powered by Peloton IQ. With real-time guidance and endless ways to move, you can personalize your workouts and train with confidence, helping you reach your goals in less time. Let yourself run, lift, sculpt, push, and go. Explore the new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus at onepeloton.com.
This episode is presented by State Farm. Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing the protection of an offensive guard on the football field, but getting an elementary school crossing guard. Sure, they're both guards, but you can only trust one to keep your quarterback safe when the game is on the line. So don't settle for just any insurance when there's State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Glasson, joined by
Jabron.
Oh, Farley Pounder.
You got it. We're back.
And you know what time it is.
Yeah.
It's time to talk college football.
Let's go.
We got some interesting betting lines across the Big Ten. We're getting right into the meat of that lineup, right?
Yeah.
Seen some really good matchups here. Everybody's in mid-season form, I guess. We'll see.
Yeah, I guess.
So let's start with an intriguing one that a lot of folks around here either like them, love them, hate them.
Yeah.
And that is the Iowa Hawkeyes heading on over to the Horseshoe to take on the third-ranked Buckeyes of Ohio State, who are sitting at 4-0, Iowa 3-1. Iowa is also a 20.5 point underdog.
Yeah, Andy, if you can get this under three touchdowns, do it. It's going to get bet over three touchdowns by the time this kicks off on Saturday.
It opened at 23.5.
Exactly, and they got bet down because of Iowa's stellar defense. "Quote unquote stellar defense,"
okay,
and it's gonna get bet back up over three touchdowns. So if you can get it at 20.5, you know, 19.5, you can still get it some places. Do it now because it's gonna get bet over three touchdowns. I still think you're probably gonna be safe because I think Ohio State is going to blow them out. But under three touchdowns is a very good bet.
Whoa!
Yeah.
ESPN Analytics only has Ohio State. They're only giving them an 89.7 chance of winning this game.
That's a very good percentage.
It doesn't say anything about three touchdowns, though.
No.
But I like that, too. If you can get it under 21.
Yeah.
And right now
it
on
is.
10 or ESPN bet, it's at 20.5. You got to like the Buckeyes right here. They just like to flex. They really like to show off it across the Big Ten. And they got the weapons to do it. Once again, Will Howard. This guy,
It's
so ridiculous. So they can just pluck a guy like that from Kansas State.
Yeah.
8 touchdowns, 2 picks, unbelievable numbers. Already over 1,000 yards passing.
Yeah.
What more do you need to see? They're worried about chemistry? No.
Already have it. And just the Hawkeyes' lack of offensive firepower is going to be very hard and tough to hang around in this matchup. Their run defense is strong, but the Hawkeyes will continue to contain the receiving corps. And Jeremiah Smith looks like one of the best receivers in the nation, obviously.
He only has 5 touchdowns so far.
Exactly.
He only has 5 touchdowns so far.
The Buckeyes are 13-3-1 against the spread in their last 17 games played in October. And this is going to be number 14.
All right, fine. You talked me into it. I'm going to take that minus 1,600 money line on Ohio State.
Do it. Good parlay piece.
Is that what that's what we're going to reserve?
No, they're going to cover this. Get it under three touchdowns. You feel very safe about it.
What about the 44.5 total?
Yeah, I think Ohio State might get 45 points by themselves. Yeah, so take the over.
Well, you actually make a pretty good point here. So they scored 52 against Akron, 56 against Western Michigan, 49 against Marshall, and 38 against Michigan State, 38-7.
Yeah.
Yeah, they might score 40 themselves.
I think they're going to score 40, and I think Iowa is good for 9 points. So
come on, Iowa.
I think they're going to be able to do it. I'd take the over, but the safest bet of my week is Ohio State by 3 touchdowns.
Ohio State by 3 touchdowns. I like that a lot. And Iowa scoring 3 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably about right. Maybe they can somehow stumble into the red zone.
3 field goals.
There you go, 3 field goals.
They can make them. We can't.
There's something to be said for that. So. But you're taking me right to where we got to go.
I tried.
Here we go. FS1 is going to be televising the Nebraska Huskers. Cornhuskers are hosting the Rutgers Scarlet Knight. That is a 3 o'clock kickoff. I love that afternoon kickoff.
Love
just
it.
Like that time. The Rutgers do not sleep at the Scarlet Knights. They are 4-0, 1-0
undefeated
in the conference. And somehow, someway, the Huskers opened this as a 6.5-point favorite. It has been bet up to a 7-point favorite. Yeah. It's like, come on, betting public. This is Greg Schiano 2.0.
Yeah.
This guy is the real deal, and you're seeing the Scarlet Knights kind of a replay of what happened the first time around.
Yeah.
Like, why are we surprised that he's put together a good football team?
It's just kind of what he does, Andy, obviously. And yeah. I think they're kind of in the same spot as Nebraska is, the same spot Illinois is in, just, you know, kind of in this primordial goo, you know, trying to get
middle of the pack.
Yeah, you know, just trying to be a good Big Ten team.
Yeah.
And I think all three of the teams are really good, you know, middle of the pack Big yeah. Ten schools as right now, and trying to take that next step
right.
into that Ohio State, Oregon, Michigan, you know,
yeah.
trying to get there. It's hard to say that this is the biggest test for Nebraska, obviously already losing to Illinois.
Yeah.
I believe it's a very similar game as that. Rutgers mm-hmm. is going to try and mm-hmm. run the ball. If we can shut down that run, their running back is one of the best in the nation, real
yes,
sneaky
he is.
Player here.
Yes, he is.
I think he's averaging over 6 yards a carry. If we can bottle up that run, make them pass, I believe we can sneak out this cover.
Two words for you. John Bullock.
Yeah.
That is a run stopper right there. And he's making big
touchdown.
Plays. Touchdowns. He's making
pick six.
You know, I have that Husker show on News Channel Nebraska, and every week we kind of highlight a couple players. And in the preseason, we're talking about how Matt Rhule, Coach Rhule, was calling out his defense and saying, oh, you're that good? Then make a fumble, intercept the ball, score a touchdown. If you're that good, score a touchdown.
Yeah, it's turn it over.
It's like, oh, my God, they listen to him.
Yeah, no, they do. Yeah, it seems that our defense does make crucial plays. It's just if our offense can, you know, capitalize on those plays. Can we get a hold? Can we get, you know, a snap down? Can we kick a field goal? It doesn't seem like we can do that right now.
No.
And I don't know if that's going to get any better just from this week to last week.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Statistically speaking right now, okay, if you just...
You can't get worse.
You can't get worse. But also, if you just say, all right, well, if we get in the red zone,
We're not kicking.
So now it's about like a 44% chance. Like that's where we're at, something like that, where our field goals, we have a 44% chance to make a field goal. We also have a 44% chance to convert on fourth down.
It. Yeah.
So, fine. Go for it on fourth down. Roll the dice. Try to score touchdowns. The offense... I like the offense and where they're at right now. They move the ball. They move the ball really well between the 20s.
We get hung up just like every other team does in the red zone, especially in the Big Ten. You run out of real estate. Dylan gets, you know, there's not enough room for him to operate down there. But I mean, it just seems like if we can get within the 20 yards, we should be able to, you know, get something to score. I really do like that he's very conscious with the ball. Doesn't turn the ball over down there.
Yeah.
Jamal Banks is having a huge season. Already finished with 5 catches, 82 yards, and a touchdown last week.
Yep,
this
guy
is a real player.
Oh, yeah.
I just think that we are a better team than this Rutgers team, but we lost to Illinois in the same fashion that could happen here.
A huge change happened, though, between Northern Iowa, Illinois, and the Purdue game.
Yeah.
And that is the defense got aggressive once again.
For sure.
I absolutely love it when they're bringing pressures, they're disguising coverages, not just playing this bend, don't break, camp it to.
Yeah.
That's fine in the NFL when it's geared for offenses
it
to
is.
Have a heyday and you're just trying to mitigate damage, basically.
Yeah.
That's the NFL game. In college, get after it, pressure breaks, pipes, all those things. And when Nebraska was good last year, that's what they did.
Yeah, we were aggressive on the defensive end of the ball because we had to be.
Yep, kind of gambling a little bit here and there. But we might have won a couple games we probably shouldn't have. And then when you fall back, like in the Illinois game, into this maximum coverage, you know, keep the quarterback balled up, I don't care who it is. They're going to carve you up. They're going to find the open guy.
Yeah.
So you can't give them that time. I think the defense played so well against Purdue. They got to do the same against Rutgers here.
Yeah.
And even the you mentioned the running back, and I really like that young man. Already has 600 yards, nearly 600 yards and 6 touchdowns.
For sure.
On the season. But
we're going to bottle him up.
I think so.
Yeah, Andy. And I think a lot of people are getting sidetracked with thinking that Rutgers' defense is just as good as Nebraska's defense. We are only giving up 12.2 points per game, Andy.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people are saying, well, Rutgers, they're only giving up 16.3 per game, and their defense is going to, you know, going to step up against Nebraska with a struggling offense and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
They are giving up, Andy. They are doing exactly what you just explained. They're giving up 6 yards a play. Andy, they bend.
Yes.
And if we can get this running game going against them, that opens up everything
yep.
for Dylan Raiola, yep. Jamal Banks, Thomas Fedoni, Carter Nelson, all of them. So
exactly.
Yes.
What you're talking about right there is that the Nebraska Cornhuskers are going to have a lot of opportunities to get the big plays.
For sure.
And they've been I wouldn't say relying on the big plays, but they've been coming.
Yes.
Every game they have a couple of big plays. Barney, Banks, getting Banks and Nair
yep.
involved. I really like that point, and I'll totally jump on board with that. Nebraska gets some big plays. Turn those big plays into touchdowns.
They're going to.
That's why I like the Huskers covering here. What about this total? 40.5 is where it sits right now.
Yeah, Andy, I don't know. This is because I don't see the Huskers giving up a lot of points here, Andy. If we give up over 14 points, I think we're in jeopardy of losing this game. Definitely in jeopardy of covering.
Mm-hmm.
So I would back the under. I like this game. A little bit of a 24-10 kind of game, 34
yeah.
points total. I think that's where it's going to be. That's where it's going to land.
You know, I said it earlier the week, and I'm going to stick with it. I'm not going to get off of it. I made a prediction of 31-21.
Yay! Let's go!
That takes me to the over. That takes me to the cover. Huskers in a big way.
I'm with you.
Afternoon, FS1. Come on, Huskers. Get her done. They're 3-1 ATS this year.
For sure.
3-1 ATS. Illinois, and Illinois, they're this close to covering.
Yeah. Just make a field goal.
Make a field goal. Or, catch a pass, make the pass.
Yeah.
It came down to that. And they played not their best football.
No.
I think that was – but those are the learning, the bell curve, the learning curve you got to go through.
We got to go through it.
When you're in Nebraska.
We're 3-1. We're in a good spot. Going to take down a undefeated Big Ten foe.
I
love it. Nebraska in a good spot.
It's at -7 right now. I would have loved to get it at 6.5.
Yeah, some books still have it, so make sure you check around and find it. A lot of people do still have it at 6.5.
Well, then I guess I'll just drive over to Iowa here.
Let's go.
I got it loaded in my phone, so we are good to go. All right, so you like the under. I like the over. Huskers all the way.
Yes, sir.
Let's take a minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Nebraska Brewing Company. World class in every glass. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL. And welcome back, everybody, to WTL. You know what that stands for. Where's the line? Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron.
Oh, the Parlay Pounder.
You got it.
And you know, you're going to give us a parlay here.
We got the NFL weekly parlay, and this one's hitting, boys.
All right,
this one's hitting, boys.
Like the last one.
Yeah.
It's hitting.
It's hitting.
It's hitting. All right, let's start with a fun game, divisional game here. This is going to be a 3:05 Sunday kickoff, the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah.
Heading on over to Denver. And, I think a lot of people had Denver pegged for 1-3 or 0-4 at this point.
Yeah.
Nah, they're 2-2.
Yeah, not
they
bad.
They are 2-2, and they're your 2.5-point favorite at home over the Raiders.
Yeah, Andy, I think both of these teams kind of have to like where they're at this point in the season. A lot of people thought that these guys weren't contenders at all or, going to get that many wins all season. But both these teams coming off wins last week, neither looked very good in the process, obviously. Denver only gained 186 total yards. I think I was watching it in the third quarter where Bo Nix had a -7 yards passing still, and they were still in the game. Just absolutely insane stat line.
He's just a winner.
He's just a winner. But yeah, while Las Vegas got the benefit of a very questionable holding call to get their win, the Broncos have been in every game that they have played so far this season, Andy.
Good point.
But they have allowed a total of 29 points in their last three games and face an underwhelming Las Vegas attack. I think you have to take the Broncos, take that money line. If you want to take that 2.5, get a better line, I think it's good as well. But I love the money line for a parlay piece.
Money line at a -145, I'm seeing -140. That's probably a pretty solid bet,
I think,
on the Denver Broncos. I do think it's kind of a curious case. It's like, well, which fan base hates their quarterback the most? Yeah, Bo Nix at Denver, which I think Denver fans kind of like him.
Yeah,
it's everybody else.
It's kind of the second coming of Tebow is what I'm calling
it.
Just a guy that can get you, 14 points, 10 points, and still win, come alive in the fourth quarter. Ride that defense to the fourth quarter and then get that score at the end of the game. So, and this guy's a rookie.
Give him
time. They're still he's still a gamer, and coming up against a Las Vegas team where, like you said, the whole freaking team doesn't like Gardner Minshew. Davante Adams once out of the experiment, all this kind of stuff.
Oh yeah,
It's tough to win when your best player doesn't want to be part of the team anymore.
And that's very true. That can't help the locker room. And I think it was the Pittsburgh Steelers game where Bo Nix had one hell of a scramble.
Oh yeah,
on third and long, and
he's
somehow
a gamer.
Got it. Yeah, and they only lost that game 13-6.
Yeah,
you know, so I thought even in his loss, he showed something. But this is a Tim Tebow stat line on the season. He has 660 yards. One touchdown, four interceptions.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, Gardner Minshew, he's like, well, hold my beer.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I'll do it.
Three, but he does have three touchdowns and only three picks.
No doubt.
Only three picks. But I kind of like Minshew, too. And that was kind of funny where the Raiders fan base, I think, were thinking, all right, who are we getting? Oh, you got
Gardner Minshew.
He's still in the league?
Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, this is still a Las Vegas team that beat Baltimore, which is absolutely insane, and then defeated Cleveland by a score of 20-16 in their last game. So they can
Baltimore
win games.
Baltimore was on the road, too.
Exactly. They can
the
win
road.
Games, and they're a scrappy team, but I just think with the news coming out with Devontae, it's going to be low energy for these guys, and I believe Denver, with that defense, is going to keep them in the game. They're going to make enough plays at the end to win this game at home.
35.5 point total. I mean, that is pretty low, but these are two teams that struggle offensively. And I don't think Adams is going to get much usage. He'll probably be a decoy. I just don't think it was a wise move for Antonio Pierce, head coach of the Raiders, to like a tweet or an Instagram post talking about him getting traded. Like, you're the head ball coach.
You're the head ball coach.
But for all those reasons that we just mentioned, even though it's 35.5, the under might be the play here. They just plug your nose, right? Pinch your nose and take it.
Yeah, I know. I think a lot of people are going to be on the under this week for this game just because of all the facts that we just put out. Denver can't score a lot of points.
Yep, at a minus 105.
Raiders going to be, a little underwhelming. I'm going to sidestep this, Andy, just because a lot of things can happen. Raiders can pop off. Denver can score some, defensive touchdowns and get Bo Nix going early with some easy plays. So I'm going to sidestep this. I just like the Broncos money line.
All righty. Well, let's move on to our second game here.
Yeah.
And this is Sunday night. And they got a couple of huge brands. The Dallas Cowboys are heading up to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Going to be a lot of eyeballs on this one. Dak Prescott, he's coming off a couple of really good performances.
Yeah, he is.
Justin Fields.
Same.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, he's showing you some
gamer
things here. This is Pittsburgh has been bet up to a 2.5 point favorite. I really can't argue with that line. I like that it's close, and I do like the edge going to the home team.
Yeah, Andy. I mean, this is where the line needs to be, obviously, when you're setting it or whatever. But I love the plus 130 for the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh.
Dak is getting going. He's on fire right now.
Yeah.
CeeDee Lamb looks like the best player in the NFL, which we all thought he could be. I think they're a better team than Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh on the defensive end gave up 8 of 15 third down tries and had zero takeaways on defense for most of the game. It was a pretty listless performance on both sides for Pittsburgh. I don't believe they have a good rebound here against Dallas and Dak playing so well. Now, saying that, Dallas really needs to figure out what they're going to do with that run game because they can't get anything going. Mm-hmm. But, they've shown that they can just be pass happy and win games.
This is not the steel curtain defense of old, and this is not Ben Roethlisberger lighting it up for a minimum of 300 yards per game to somehow squeak out those close victories.
Yeah.
This is a different Pittsburgh Steelers team. I know they're 3-1.
They're squeaking them out,
and they're at home. But the Cowboys, they go on this roller coaster every year, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like right now the trajectory is going up. They're still going up before they come to this crashing down. So for those oddball reasons, I like Dallas on the road here outright, don't I?
Yeah, I love the money line for Dallas right now. If you're getting plus money for Dallas on the road, as well as that offense is playing, everybody's going to say, well, they struggled against the Giants. That's a division team. They always play the Giants tough. They
still
had 293 yards. Only 80 rushing is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But they had a lot of penalties. I think they cleaned that up. I think Dak has a huge game. So does CeeDee Lamb.
Last week when this aired, that was one of the games we highlighted. And at that time, the point spread was at 5. They covered. They won 20-15.
Yep.
I think Dallas can do it again.
Yep. I think they got it.
Okay. Let's move on to a Monday night.
Monday night.
ESPN 7:15 kickoff. The Kansas City Chiefs. 4-0. They're 4-0.
4-0.
Playing host to the New Orleans Saints, and the Chiefs are a 5.5-point favorite. That got bet up from 5. The line opened at 5. Not a lot of movement, but it's going towards Kansas City.
A lot of people are going to be on the Saints here, I think, Andy. I just think that, you know, people are not excited about the Kansas City Chiefs, even though that they are 4-0, but they're going to say they don't have weapons. They're using backups. Rashee Rice out. Isaiah Pacheco out.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Don't overthink this. Do not overthink this. The Saints are coming off back-to-back losses, but those games were decided by a combined of 5 points. You're going to say, I don't care. This is the Super Bowl champion Chiefs at home on Monday night. Patrick Mahomes lives for these moments. Yep. Travis Kelce's going to get going this game. I am predicting at least one touchdown, probably two. Travis Kelce. It's just going to happen. This is what they set up. This is what they set the Chiefs up for. Right. This is a sluggish offense for the Kansas City Chiefs. They don't have any weapons. Sure. And then they blow a team like the Saints out. Roger Goodell is literally leading the Saints into the butcher right now because the Chiefs are going to carve these guys up.
He's got the bull, through that nose ring, the nose.
Come on, Derek Carr. One more loss. Here you go.
You know, I wanted to look into Kansas City because, they've been winning, but have they been covering? Yes, they have. Yep. They're 8-1-1 covering over their last 10 games against the spread.
Yeah.
That sounds a little surprising because, these lines are sharp. Of course they're
sharp. Of course they're sharp.
But guess what? It's Patrick Mahomes.
It's Patrick Mahomes at home Monday night under a touchdown.
I really like what you had to say there. Don't overthink it.
Don't overthink it. It's the Saints. They're coming off back-to-back losses. It's not going to get better for them. They have two good teams in the division right now. It's the Buccaneers and it's the Falcons. The Saints are playing very underwhelming football right now, and it's not going to get better on Monday night in Arrowhead Stadium.
Arrowhead hasn't been the get right spot for the league.
It's not
going to
be.
Real quick, totals at 43.5. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it gets there. I think it gets there.
Yeah, all it's that Monday night.
All that being said, the Kansas City Chiefs are a little vulnerable on defense. Saints do have some playmakers. Kamara, obviously.
Hey, I like Derek Carr. Yeah. I really do.
Yeah.
So he can hang in there. He can score.
They can score. Some points. They're going to lose by at least a touchdown, but I believe this over is a very good play as well.
Over. There we go. Okay, Mr. Parlay Pounder.
Yeah.
We've been waiting this entire time. Do you got a parlay play?
I do. I'm going with one of the hottest teams in the NFL right now, the Washington Commanders.
Ooh.
They are a 3-point favor over the Cleveland Browns. I love that. Jayden Daniels looks as advertised, one of the best players in the football, especially for fantasy wise.
He's
is the first
MVP talk.
He is. -110 bet right there. Second piece, Bills -1 over the Houston Texans. Going to Houston, everybody's going to say, well, there's your loss right there. I love the Buffalo Bills in this spot. Houston Texan banged up a little bit, especially at the running back position.
Yes.
My last one we talked about in the first section. Minnesota Vikings getting 2 points. I believe that is a lock in London. Give me the Minnesota Vikings. Run that back down. Washington, Buffalo, Minnesota, putting 25 on that to win 142.
Throw a little fuel on the fire for you for that Buffalo-Houston matchup. Their receivers are banged up as well for Houston. And when Houston wins, that offense is putting up 42 points per game. Might not be the case with running back and receiver injuries there.
I love it. Washington, Buffalo, Minnesota, put them all three together, $25 to win 142.
There you go, 142. A cool 142 from the
Parlay
Pounder.
Yeah, let's go.
Courtesy of WTL, folks.
Yes.
Well, that'll about do it for us this week. Be sure to follow us on ESPN Tri-City Radio and their Facebook page. We're also on X, and we have some things going on over at our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Short videos, feature length, long form, and then you're holding down the old TikTok.
Yeah, make sure you check us out at WTL Sports Betting on TikTok for parlays, picks right before any primetime matchups on the weekend.
And it's more than picks. We have a little bit of fun with it,
too, don't we? Obviously. It's fun stuff.
I think we're going to have a couple fun videos coming out on TikTok, and I think we might tweet a few fun ones out over the weekend as well.
Make sure you check us out.
For Joe Braun, the Parlay Pounder, I'm Andy Klassen. Thank you for listening. This has been WTL.
No. Nebraska Public Media Sports brings you live all-day coverage of the NSAA High School Football Championships on Monday, November 24th and Tuesday, November 25th. Watch all day, both days on Nebraska Public Media or live stream every game on Nebraska Public Media's YouTube channel.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.